Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our good buddy Russell Brown, who has been a member of my Brain Trust since 1998. He and I will soon celebrate a 12th anniversary together as we celebrate our 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show this week. And also our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Russell is the author of a number of books on buying and selling businesses, including the strategies for successfully buying or selling a business and preparing your business for sale, and also the outstanding software program, BizPricer. He's our good friend, Russell Brown. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me back again, and happy anniversary.
Well, I appreciate that. How about that? Yeah. You know, you and I are almost 12 years coming up in February.
That's right. That's right. Now this is the 12th anniversary this week of your show.
Yeah, yeah.
But then and then in February will be my 12th anniversary for being on the show
yep,
with you.
That's right.
And so helping in my little way.
Well, we appreciate that very much. I know my audience does, because you've taught us so much over the years about how to not only buy businesses and sell businesses, but you and I have covered a lot of territory on how to run a business, because you can't get a business ready to sell, and you can't look at how to buy a business if you don't understand the fundamentals of operating a business.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
And one of the things that is part and parcel to the activity of buying or selling a business is the valuation. Isn't that the big $64,000 question, so to speak,
right,
Russell? Isn't that what everybody wants to know? What's my business worth? And of course, for so many small business owners, as I've seen over the years, Russell, and I know you've seen this too. It's $1 million. You know, how much do you want for your business? $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it might be worth $50,000, but I want $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. And therein lies the problem with selling businesses sometimes, you know, is because the expectations of sellers lacking any other information is to price their business typically twice what it's worth, you know.
Or based more on what they need to live the rest of their lives per month. It's based on that more than anything. Because right now, they're making a living out of their business and they're surviving, yep. and they want to continue to do that. So therefore, in order for that to happen, this is what my business has to be worth. Never mind that the new owner is going to have different plans.
Jim, you'd be amazed at how many people that buy my business valuation software or come to me for advice on selling their business have just recently come from a financial planner, and they've gone over because they're thinking about retirement in the next mm-hmm. few years or whatever, and they come from the financial planner, and what is the big thing financial planners do? They do many good things, and one of the good things is they say, okay, now you have to lay out what you expect your needs are going to be mm-hmm. as you go into retirement. What do you need for an income? What do you need for the amount of money in capital that you're going to need?
Mm-hmm.
And that's only you can really decide that because you got to look at your household expenses,
right.
And you know what other big events coming up that you may need.
How many times you're willing to eat bologna?
Yeah, right. So they come up with that number, and this is tying right into what you just said. They come up with a number, all right, I need this much money, and then the financial planner then says, oh, okay, then you need to have an investment base or some kind of base of mm-hmm. income that will produce that, and looking at everything you have, well, let's see, you need to add about $1 million, let's say, to your capital base to reach that kind of safe return that you'll need in retirement. Therefore, for all small business owners, that becomes the value of their business. Mm-hmm. That's what they need. That's what they're going to need when they leave the business.
Right.
Okay, so that is wrong to look at it that way.
It's appropriate from a financial planning standpoint, but illogical and probably irresponsible to think about your business that way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's inappropriate to look at it from, because I need that much money to leave the business,
right,
and go into retirement, that's what someone's going to pay me for the business, mm-hmm, or should pay me.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally wrong.
Yep.
You got to put yourself in the potential buyer's position.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought, Russell. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Russell Brown is our guest. His book is called Preparing Your Business for Sale. His software is valuation software. BizPricer is out there too. BizPricer.com. Quick break. Stay with me. 20 after. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. As we continue to celebrate our 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show and the 12th anniversary of our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff that you can do there. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something you can do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And my newsletter is 10 years old this week, and you can subscribe to it right there. We'll send you a copy every Sunday afternoon by email without fail. One of the things, and by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I haven't been on Twitter for 12 years, but have been for a while, and I'm at Jim Blasingame there if you want to follow me. One of the people, folks, who's been so steadfast with us over the years has been Russell Brown. Almost 12 years he's been with us, and we couldn't do without him. Russell, we're talking about valuations, and earlier we were talking about some of the warped attitudes people get about what their businesses are worth and how they're completely baseless most of the time when they come up with that, so now let's talk about how to help them get some basis for the reason for what they ask for their business.
Right, and that's what you need to do is to really, you need to understand what goes into a valuation. How is a potential buyer going to look at your business? What is their perspective on what constitutes value, and what are their expectations relative to that value? In other words, is what you're making and what you've lived your life around, the amount of money your business brings in, is that good enough for them? Is it really exceptional, which would, mm-hmm, really boost the price of your business, and so on. And how many people know that? How many do you, your listeners out there who own a small business, do you really know what goes into the makeup of your business and, of course, what it's worth? And I would say the answer for 90-something percent of,
yep,
the people is no, they don't know. So if you don't know what constitutes a good valuation, what makes your business valuable, do you know to work on that and to make and improve the value of your business over time if you don't really know what the full makeup is? And, of course, there's one thing that everybody seems to, understands, and that is, hey, if you make more money, your business is going to be worth more. And that is...
Mm-hmm.
Generally true, and obviously pretty simple, make more money.
Well,
but that's tough in these times.
It is tough, but the thing is, the interesting thing about what you just said is, if your business is successful, and if you've been financially successful as the owner, you may actually be undervaluing the business.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when you recast the financial statement to show it the way an investor would look at it and not the owner who has access to all the money and all the things that owners do when they have a business, you might actually see that the business has a higher value than you think.
Right, and we have quite a few of those people as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people say to me, it's worth that? No, I can get that much for it,
right.
I think, you know? And
now, that's probably the exception rather than the rule, right, Russ?
Well, of course it is.
It's the exception, but it does happen.
It happened enough to be not just anecdotal. It happens.
And I'm wanting to make sure we land on that a little bit for a second, Russell. Just if nothing else, just to encourage everybody to do a real valuation. Who knows what kind of a surprise you'll find?
Right. Well, you know, some of the things that people don't understand is the recasting or the reconsideration of all your expenses.
Right.
Looking at the question of is this expense absolutely needed for the generation of this sales and profit in the
right.
company.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of surprising things there that you look at and you say, well, you know, now I see BizPrice is showing me, or my whatever you're using, is showing me how to isolate these kinds of expenses and how to handle them in a business valuation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes that trip you take for that conference that you do every year out in Las Vegas, it isn't really necessary
right.
to generate the sales and income of your business.
And the manager of the new that's going to run the business for the new owner doesn't have to drive a $70,000 Escalade.
Yes, there you go. But the business owner has gotten used to that. These are the
yeah.
perks of the business, and of course, all savvy business owners operate their business in such a way as to minimize their exposure to taxes. And therein, that process is involved expensing out
mm-hmm.
Things that you'd otherwise be able to take in bottom line cash flow
right.
to yourself.
Right.
But that's taxable.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can justify a luxury vehicle for your business use, well, why not do that? And at the same time, you'd be able to deduct the cost of that vehicle and reduce your income tax exposure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When you sell the business, you know, you just tell them, well, you do need a car in this business. But by God, you don't need
it. But a Honda will be fine.
A Honda Civic at a third of the price.
Well, maybe an Accord. We'll let the manager have an Accord, Russ. Hold on to that thought. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen. BizPricer.com is the website. Also, we'll give Russell to tell us about the other website when we come back after these messages. Don't forget to check out his books wherever books are sold. Quick break. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're having a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown. Russ is the creator of the outstanding business valuation software, BizPricer. And that's BizPricer.com, is that right, Russ?
Yes, it is.
And also BusinessBookPress.com.
Correct.
And that's where they can find your books and all the other stuff.
Right. Go to either site, and you'll find all of the same materials on either site. BizPricer.com evolved over time from the BusinessBookPress.com.
Right.
So I still maintain both sites.
And you got a deal for my audience, right?
Oh, I always just say you saw it on or you saw it, you heard it on the Jim Blasingame show, and I will give you one of my big selling books that.
Yeah.
People pay real money for it.
That's right. This is like $1,000 a book.
I will toss that in with the purchase of the BizPricer business valuation software.
All right,
which is also which is modestly priced. We're not talking about, you know, some big expense that your company has to shoulder at this point. You can get it very inexpensively, get it downloaded, also get the CD in the mail, so you got that as a backup for later. And then you start doing a valuation, and it may not, frankly, that valuation may not look too good this year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you like my business,
But it might be a good time to buy a business. You can use it to look at a competitor.
Is. Oh, are you kidding me? This is the greatest time to buy an business, and I have always touted the fact that the best way to grow a business is to buy another business.
Right, already established.
You know, the competitor.
They got a front door. People are coming into. They're calling on the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And small businesses don't think about this. And you know, this is done all the time. They know there's these big merger acquisitions and the multi-billion-dollar companies are. You know, Pfizer's pays $67 billion for Wyeth. You know, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the small business owners think that that's something that's done on Wall Street and not appropriate to them. They're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally appropriate to them. You know, they can get the same benefits and synergy out of these kinds of acquisitions as the big companies. Just obviously on a smaller dollar sale,
right? Get over the fact that these people are your competitors, and may not like them. Get over the fact that you always have been selling against them by saying they don't, you know, at least to yourself and your people. Well, they don't do a very good job over there. We don't like the way they do business. Blah blah blah. Get over that, folks, because that has nothing to do with whether it's a good opportunity for you. Don't you think that happens sometimes? We emotionally talk ourselves out of an opportunity.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, well,
we rationalize
a competitor. You know, you're always looking for the bad things about the competitor so that you can feel a little bit better, or places where you can exploit them and do better than them, which is good, but that doesn't mean that their business doesn't have value.
Right.
And maybe the owner of that business is ready to sell, or maybe they're having financial difficulties, maybe the owner is getting ready to retire, whatever. You ought to, you know, pursue, look into that. Go go and see if there's a possibility. And once you talk about the possibility, then, of course, you've got to do due diligence where you look at all of the facts and figures and so on.
Including the valuation.
Yeah, and you do the valuation, and you may find that, see, what you do is you do, see, business price will allow you to do many, multiple valuations.
How about this? What about this?
What you want to do is value this business as a potential acquisition target, and then, you know, just on using BizPrice, you fold it into your business to see how it would increase the value of your business.
Russell, what about this idea? What if one of the things that is you and I've talked about this that keeps buyers and small business buyers and sellers apart. Is the price and the price that the seller wants is not, we've already said, is not realistic. What about going to the seller and saying, look, rather than you telling me how much you want for the business, why don't we go through this process, this valuation process together, and we'll both determine together what the business is worth. And then if you don't want to sell it, you don't have to. If I don't want to buy it, I don't have to. What do you think?
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's a super idea. And that's the way, and that's what sets BizPricer apart in the marketplace is that it has the total view as to how the evaluation is arrived at.
Yeah.
You go through and make up that and follow the process, you have total insight into all the little facets that make up the key factors, which are available cash flow.
Russell,
and
I got to
the multiplier.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Thanks for 12 great years. See you later. Russell Bryan, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after the news. Steve Forbes on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.